This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks for listening every Saturday and Sunday. This week, another federal judge said a state's ban on same-sex marriages was unconstitutional. This time it was in Oklahoma. This not long after a federal judge in Utah said the same thing. Neither of those states has, however, been allowed to keep that law or ban that law completely because things are now in legal limbo. There are, of course, 17 states and the District of Columbia that allow same-sex marriage, but it's federal judges who seem to be making the decision in states, red states, I should point out, where the people voted at the polls for a ban on gay marriage. Angela Giampolo is a regular contributor to this show. She's also an attorney, an author, an entrepreneur, an activist for LGBT causes, and joins me again to talk about all of this. Hi, Angela.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you back on. Let's start in Oklahoma, where District Judge Terrence Kern has put his ruling on hold until there's an appeal. What did he rule there, and what's going to happen?
Sure. In Oklahoma, which we're now nicknaming Oklahoma, jokingly. I mean, it's shocking, I think, that already in just the last 2 weeks of the new year, our victories have come in such red states like Utah, the heart of conservative religion in America, and now Oklahoma. So what happened in Oklahoma is the ban against gay marriage was overturned, and then a judge, and now it's been appealed and is going up to the Supreme Court. But currently, right now, if you're in Oklahoma, you can get married pending appeals.
You can get married?
Pending appeals. Everything is pending appeals.
Okay. So that's Oklahoma. Utah, some 1,300 gay and lesbians got married after the judge there ruled that you could get married. But now the governor of the state says, well, we're not going to pay attention to any of that now that it's been put on hold by the Supreme Court, right?
Right. We have about 1,300, I believe, people that are in legal limbo in Utah. On the day that it became legal, there were over 200 people standing in line for 2 hours waiting for the right to get married. And until those were stayed pending appeal, over 1,300 people went and got married. So the federal government came out. Obama said that the Obama administration will be recognizing those Utah same-sex marriages, especially because taxes, you know, in terms of needing to file and do all of that, because it happened in December 20th. Of 2013. So all those people have to file as married for all of 2013, even though they may just have been married for 10 days. So a lot of people don't know this, but Utah came out on Friday and said that the Utah State Tax Commission will in fact be recognizing those people for filing purposes, because it's going to be so confusing for them to have to file on a federal level, but then file single on the state level. So on Friday, Utah State Tax Commission said that same-sex couples married within 2013 can file Utah state tax returns, which is huge.
Now, what happens? I've asked you this in other states where this has happened, and it's amazing that in the year that you've been contributing to this show, we've had so many states that have come on board with legalizing same-sex marriage. What happens to people who might move to Oklahoma or Utah who got gay married elsewhere?
Right, right. So I've coined that wedlocked, L-O-C-K-E-D, wedlocked. Yep. So if you, because currently there's technically not gay marriage in these two states, we're still at 17, as you pointed out. So if you're in New York or Delaware, one of these states with quote-unquote gay marriage, or as I like to call it, marriage, and you move to one of these states like Pennsylvania, Utah, Oklahoma, you lose all of those state rights, and you aren't able to divorce should you, in fact, want to get divorced. You have to stay within the 17 states that are currently recognizing same-sex marriage for you to be able to get all of the state and federal rights, and even to be able to unwind your relationship should you, in fact, want to do that. So you really need to be careful if you're moving around the country at this state.
So let's say a couple gets married in California, where they can do that now under the law, and then they move to Utah, and then the relationship falls apart. They can't divorce in Utah. Could they just go get a quickie divorce in California?
not if they've declared residency in Utah. So if you move to one of these states and you become a resident of that state, so in this case, Utah, for your example, what you have to do is look at the state in which you were married and see if there's a residency requirement in order to get divorced. So there's no residency requirement to get married, but some states, and this only has to do with same-sex marriage, straight people have been getting divorced all over the country, regardless of where they live or where they were married. But
right.
But in this particular situation, every state that has legalized gay marriage has done so with or without a residency requirement in order to get divorced. So, for instance, I advise everyone right now to go to Delaware. Delaware has no residency requirement in order to get divorced. So, but New York does, D.C. does, Canada does. So I have a lot of clients that call me and say, Angela, you know, I want to get divorced. What can I do? I was married in Vermont 7 years ago. Unfortunately, depending on where you were married, if they have a residency requirement, you're going to be stuck in that until we have gay marriage nationwide.
How ironic that these states that say you cannot live your lives together legally is now telling couples you cannot live your lives apart legally.
Apart. Exactly. Exactly. And even, you know, I hope for a day, and it will be coming very soon, which is completely shown by the fact that Utah and Oklahoma now have gay marriage. Anyone who thinks that gay marriage, you know, may not be legal nationwide, I think these two states legalizing it proves them wrong. But, you know, I look forward to the day where we're not celebrating common sense anymore. And that's what I see, you know, this being right now, where we live in a country where 1 month you're considered married, you know, most of December considered married. The next month you're not. Now you're in legal limbo. Now you don't know what rights apply to you. That's not the democratic social order this country was founded on. And, you know, we're having a little bit of a hiccup, I think, right now, democratically. But soon, in the next 3 to 5 years, everything will be legal nationwide.
Yeah. What's interesting to me is, you know, there are people who are opposed to this who say, hey, the people of the state voted one way. Why can a judge overturn that? Well, those votes were taken many years ago. At least a half a dozen years ago, and popular consensus has really changed on this. Even in Utah, the number of people who opposed any legal recognition of same-sex relationships has slid from 54% to 29%.
And I would like to point out to those people who think that, if people could still vote, you know, for women not to have a vote or for slavery to come, you know, back into power, people would vote for a lot of crazy things, let alone legalizing or banning gay marriage. So at some point, despite what the people voted for, doesn't really matter if human rights are being violated.
Now, there's one other issue I've got to ask you about here, Angela. On February 7th, the Winter Olympics are going to start up in Sochi, Russia. And of course, we've heard over the last year about the problems with the Putin government and homosexuality in that country. It's not technically illegal to be gay there, but it is illegal to essentially tell anybody you're gay or spread any what they call gay propaganda. And on Friday, Putin did an interview in which he was asked about this, and he told gay people, you can feel calm and at ease, just leave kids alone, please. What's your reaction to that?
I was interviewed a few days ago on a new book that just came out, a new kids book, where the prince who saves the princess ends up not marrying the princess, but ends up marrying the princess's brother, and two princes get married. And that book is currently being banned. And there's other children books like that. And at the end of the day, anything that is helping expand the mind of children to show them the reality that there's diversity out in the world, cannot be wrong. And I think what Putin's doing is extremely cowardly, because you mentioned children and all of a sudden people, you know, oh, well, children, of course, we must protect them. It's absolutely ridiculous. And personally, I have not drank Stolichnaya vodka in I don't know how many months, and I'm just really upset with Putin for that. But, you know, I think the Olympics are going to go off without a hitch, hopefully. And hopefully there isn't any violence or issues over the next couple of weeks.
What bothered me was it seemed like he was equating homosexuality with pedophilia.
Right. I mean, that's what everybody does, or bestiality. I think we even heard some of those comments in the DOMA Supreme Court cases. Yep. It's absolutely ridiculous. Not to mention that the statistics show that the majority, I think something like 80 some odd percent of child molesters are straight men.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how things play out there, particularly with Billie Jean King and Brian Boitano representing the United States. There's Angela Giampolo, our LGBT consultant and contributor here on America Weekend. Thanks for your time today. America Weekend.